Robbie did it again, Dad.
Oh, trap, trap. Heel, now stop. Will you heel? That'll be the day, wouldn't it? What did Robbie do this time?
I threw my whole rock collection in the backyard.
Oh.
You gonna talk to Robbie, Dad?
Yeah, I'll talk to him.
Will you look at this?
What is it?
It used to be a shirt.
Oh.
That Robbie's the toughest kid on floors I've ever seen in my life. This thing's only a month old. Now, that'll give you a little idea what a friendly little game of touch football will do. There's not enough left of this thing to make a collar for a fox terrier. Now, are you going to talk to him about it?
Yeah, I'll talk to him, Ben.
Well, if it was me, I'd do more than talk to him about it, I'll tell you that. Talk, 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 and no action. That's the trouble around here. Talk, talk, talk. Nothing ever happens. Just talk.
Okay, Trap, it's your turn next. What's your complaint against Robbie? I was just kidding, Trap. I didn't mean it. Quiet. Chip. Chip, take it.
Okay, Dad. Come on, Chip.
What a stupid. What a mixed blockhead.
Hello, Mike. What's he done now?
Oh, what hasn't he done? But this is the worst ever. I wish we could get rid of that creep once and for all.
Now, Mike, I think that sounds just a little drastic. Why don't you relax and tell me what he's done wrong, and I'll add it to the list, and I'll talk to him about it.
Oh, Luce is the one who should talk to him.
Luce? Who's Luce?
Mr. Luce, faculty advisor to the Bryant Bugle.
Oh.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, Rob, I want to talk to you.
Well, gee, Dad, Chip keeps putting his clunky old rocks on my bed.
Now, wait a minute. I'm not talking about Chip's clunky old rocks this time. I want to know how you could possibly get in trouble with the Bryant Bugle.
What do you mean, Bryant Bugle?
Well, Mike says...
Oh, not Robbie, Dad. I'm not talking about Robbie.
Well, then who are you talking about?
Stu Walters.
Oh, who's Stu Walters? Yeah, who's Stu Walters?
He's supposed to be the sports editor, but a lot he knows about sports. The only team he was ever on is a debating team. Here, read that.
Mike Douglas looks promising in the 440.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, that's all it says. It doesn't even tell how he flipped it off 51 flat in practice. And look who wrote it. Agnes Finley. Is that a stroke of genius? He has her cover the track meet and then assigns me to cover the girls' swimming team. And all he ever does is sit there in his swivel chair and play merry-go-round.
So you see, Mr. Luce, I'll be away 4 days. The debate team leaves on Tuesday and won't be back until Friday afternoon.
Well, Stu, if you're faced with the debate, you better forget the paper for a week. I'll appoint a substitute editor.
Okay. And if we find the right man, I don't mind giving him the job permanently.
I'm pretty busy for the rest of the year.
Here's my stuff for next week, Stu. It's not too good, but I want to get in early, so I have a little free time. And that piping's a little sloppy, too, but I guess it'll do.
Just a minute, Russ. How would you like to be substitute editor for a week?
Oh, no, thanks.
What? Hey, hold on a second, will you?
Look, Stu, I got too much to do as it is already. My grades aren't what they should be. My folks have been after me all the time, and I'm doing everything I can just to keep going. Came down with a flu twice this winter, too.
I'll be back in awful lot.
I had to get off the tennis team because of it.
Okay, forget it.
See you later.
Boy, every time Russ faces responsibility, he breaks out in a rash.
Have you considered Mike Douglas?
I don't know.
How about you, Agnes?
I don't think so, Mr. Luce. Giving up my creative position in exchange for an administrative one would stifle certain basic aesthetic needs, which I...
Yeah. Besides, who ever heard of a girl sports editor?
True. But it might be an innovation our page needs.
Mike Douglas.
How about Frank Gordon?
He's still on the staff.
Why don't you give Frank a try? He's great on organization. He's got a nose for news and a fine sense of humor.
Call Mike's house. Frank's usually there at dinner time.
Well, how do you know?
A license 06719.
Hello? Oh, Frank Gordon? No, he isn't. Hold on a second, I'll ask Mike.
And another thing this stupid Stu Walters
does is try and get funny in his column. Hey, Mike, wait a minute. Listen to this, Dad. And then there was the girl who thought a foul ball was a lousy party. Ha, ha, ha. Very funny. I think he's an editor.
Look, I'm a little cold.
No organization. No balance. No sense of news value.
Nothing but a big soft seat and a swivel chair. Hey, Mike.
Not there?
No. You know, it suddenly occurs to me, Agnes might just be right.
Mike would make a darn fine editor.
He's pretty busy on the track team.
Yeah, but he's great at an organization. He's got a nose for news and a fine sense of humor.
I never saw Mike quite that way. Still, if you think he deserves it.
Exactly what he deserves.
Yes, sir. Goodbye. Recognizing some of my talent.
What talent?
Ha ha! You'll see in the next issue. Hey, Dad!
I'm right here.
Oh, we made it, Dad. We made it. Now we'll show them, won't we?
Sure will. Who are we going to show what to who?
Hey, Gene! Gene, are you there?
What's wrong, Mike?
Well, it's finally happened. After all this time slaving away as a reporter, I am the sports editor for the next issue.
Gee, that's wonderful. But won't it be too much work for you?
No work at all. I'll be the boss, see? All I do is hand out the assignments. My staff does all the work. And this way I can make certain that Agnes Finley doesn't write the track meet story.
The deadline for the paper is right after the track meet. And that's the night of the spring mixer.
Don't worry. I ought to be through by 8:30 easy.
Robbie, I'm talking.
Yeah, well, I'm practicing.
Well, that's the best dance of the year. We don't want to miss it.
Big deal, big senior deal.
Not a chance. All I do is edit the paper.
On Friday, after I finish the 4:40, I dash over to school, make sure my staff is on the beam. Then I dash home, get dressed, dash over to your place, pick you up, and we dash to the dance. Jane, there are too many children around to carry on an intelligent conversation. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay, good luck.
You no doubt realize that I'm the new sports editor.
Mike, is this Obsidian?
No, that's Tar. Hey, don't you realize that I'm breaking the way so that you guys can follow in my footsteps? The lion heeds not the yapping of the jackal. Come and see me sometime in my swivel chair. What's more, our sports page is going to have life, zip, and novelty. I don't mean this is any criticism to my predecessor, but in the past we have been forced to suppress our creative instincts. But in this issue, you're going to have a chance to express yourselves. Really express yourselves. So right now, let's start having some of those good, original ideas.
That's a fine suggestion, Mike.
That's right. This issue has to be unique. I want something absolutely compelling. Now, come on, staff, think.
On the baseball field, the mighty putter stood.
What's that?
I was just thinking that poetry might be compelling.
You mean the classic stuff like Casey at the Bat?
Oh, no, no. I mean original poetry. Some I'd write.
Hmm. Russ, what are your ideas? Yes? Come on, think, Russ.
Gee, I don't know, Mike. I have so many other things in my mind these days, I just don't have time to think.
I suppose if I do poetry, then that'll leave you without a story on the track meet.
Ooh, the track meet. Well, you know, that poetry deal might not be so bad after all. it's original. Creative. Yeah, why don't you give poetry a try this week?
Thank you, Mike.
It's all right. Now, Russ.
Ratatouille. Catter, do it. Matter?
Of course, we can't go completely arty. We'll need some straight reporting, too. Russ, you'll cover the track meet on Friday.
Oh, gee,
And there's plenty of time until then, so why don't you interview a couple of the track stars? You know, for the personality column.
That means a lot of interviewing. I just don't have the time for that.
Well, you can get in a little practice by interviewing me. Sort of a dry run. And that takes care of the page. J. Just remember that everything is due in Thursday night after school. Except, of course, for the story on Friday's track meet. Any questions?
Oh, gee, I'm...
Meeting adjourned. Of course, I'm not too sure about Agnes and her poetry. But, don't you think that was a pretty diplomatic way to keep her from writing any more stories about the track team?
Well, Mike, Stu Walters used a different kind of diplomacy.
Oh?
He had Agnes writing stories about the track team to keep her from writing poetry. See you later, Mike.
Jim. Gymnasium. Hypertusium. Lackadaisium.
My eyes are burning. Spots in my tongue. Shaky knees. Oh, honey.
Yeah? Then you better sit down for a while. I gotta get out in the field. I've missed practice twice already this week. And be sure and interview Stiffy Brothers. He's great in the shot put.
Well, Stiffy doesn't like me because Eric Baker does.
Look, Russ, remember the power of the press. Just tell him you're going to write about him and you won't be able to shut him up. Oh, hi, Stiffy.
Hi, Mike. 52 feet tonight. Not bad, huh? You better get some towels.
Hi, Stiffy. How's it going?
You're taking Harriet to the dance Friday.
Yeah. Say, mind a few questions?
About what?
Mind a story about you for the Bugle.
Yeah? Well, what if I don't want to be written about?
All I want is a few facts, you know, like what kind of stuff you eat, what time you go to bed. You know.
Are you insinuating I've been breaking training?
No. Well, look, all I want to do is find out something about your personal life.
You leave my personal life out of this.
This was Mike's idea.
Don't go blaming Douglas now.
Gee, do you have to yell?
Don't tell me to shut up.
This is pretty stupid of you.
Who are you calling stupid?
Look, I got the splitting headache.
Yeah? Well, I don't like a guy that snoops around. And I don't like a guy that pries. And I don't like a guy that steals another guy's girl. And I don't like to be called stupid by any guy that's so stupid he thinks he can get away with telling me to shut up.
Deadline for the dummy is tomorrow night, and the paper's out on Monday. I've got Russ's story right here, and he'll cover the track meet tomorrow. No problems.
I finished the feature column, Mike.
Good.
Do you want to hear them? I've got one on football and baseball and swimming and
that's funny.
Golf and tennis and track and what's wrong?
There's nothing here but the practice interview with me.
Oh, well, I've got plenty for both columns.
I wonder if he could have forgotten.
Here, let me read you this one on track.
I better call him.
See the sprinter on the track. Cinder track. A world of weariness. To win a wooden plaque.
Russ? Oh, this is Mike. Say, listen, what happened to the personality column? Did you forget to put it in the envelope? Well, didn't you even interview Stiffy Brothers?
Yes, I interviewed Stiffy Brothers. As a result, I've gone into temporary retirement.
What do you mean?
I mean, I've got a black eye. Nobody's going to see me with it till it gets better.
But who's going to cover the track meet? If you don't write the story, who will?
Well, you're going to be there, aren't you?
And the squeaking of the yell!
Led by five strides. He swept into the backstretch six strides ahead. Four strides. Three. Mike Douglas, crack quarter miler, was leading at the halfway mark. Going into the final turn, he was ahead by... favored to win the 440 event, came down the stretch toward the tape, neck and neck with a stride behind.
strides. Two. Three strides.
Where's he going?
Despite his loss, Mike Douglas ran a good race. Despite his loss, Mike Douglas ran a good race.
Well, Jean, all set for the big evening?
I'm set for the last half. Have you seen Mike?
Well, Jean.
You were supposed to meet me at the dance. What are you doing in your tracksuit?
Well, I didn't have time. My clothes are right down in the locker room, and as soon as I get this page put together...
How long?
Well, not long at all. Now that this is all in place, all I do is glue it tight, proofread the page, write a small story for there, and then paste in the personality column.
I thought you said you only had to edit the paper. That your staff did all the work.
Well, how did I know? Half my staff was going to run out on me.
You go get dressed. Who cares if the paper's a few days late? You promised to take me to the spring hop weeks ago. One of our favorite songs.
Look, Jean, I've been 5 hours putting that together. Now, if you'll just be patient for another 30 minutes.
All right. And I'll use that 30 minutes finding a partner.
Wait a minute.
There must be a few stags in the gym.
Oh, Russ, if you've seen Jean Pearson within the last hour,
that's all I can do to see Harriet.
Gee, Mr. Lewis, I've been in there listening to the music and I got the most wonderful inspiration for a sport poem.
That's a nice experience.
The title of the one I'm thinking about is After the Dance Was Over. The dance was over. And he starts out, oh, athletes at the dance, prance. Cha-cha! Cha-cha! You like it? I said, do you like it?
I thought that was part of the poem. Agnes.
I thought you were going into hiding till you healed.
I was. I had a date.
You can come to the dance. I don't see why Mike had to cover the track meet.
There. You know, without your help, I don't think I'd have made it.
Now what do we do?
Well, first I paste everything down, then I send it to the printers, and I am through. Forever.
Mike, I'm sorry.
Well, that's it. I'm licked. I couldn't get it to the printers tonight. I might as well go home.
They might have it come out on Monday. Mike, you can't.
Look, Jean, I've ruined your evening enough.
You have not ruined my evening. It's been fun working with you. Besides, there are three of us now. And these stories are all numbered. Well, I'll have them put together again quicker than you can say iambic pentameter. There's still time. And Mr. Luce will be up later.
All right. Once more.
Is a dance.
Well, there it is, Dad. I made the deadline. What do you think of it?
Well, Mike Douglas in sensational upset. You were pretty big.
Well, just because I was editor.
No, I understand. You had to print the facts no matter how unpleasant. Oh, here's one here. What Mike Douglas eats for breakfast. That's interesting.
Yeah, but that was the only story Russ Burton turned in.
Who wrote this one here about Mike Douglas taking over as guest editor for a week?
Well, I needed a little filler for that spot. And besides, that is a unique story.
Hmm. Something that won't happen again, hmm?
That's right. Never again. I mean, it was good experience and all that, but I'm sure glad it's over with.
Yeah, here's a poem on the sports page. That's different. And what do you know? It's about Mike Douglas.
Well, that was one of Agnes Finley's wild ideas. I had to humor.
Oh.
Hello? Oh, yes, Mr. Luce. What'd you think of the sports page?
I've tried in vain to search and find some words to rhyme with Douglas. The only words that come to mind are Wugless, Yugless, Zugless.
But, Mr. Luce?
How sad it is to bear the name, the rhymeless fame of Douglas. No poet can lift that name to fame with Wugless, Yugless, Zugless.
Thanks, Mr. Luce. Goodbye. That darn Stu Walters? Boy, talk about your bum deal.
What'd he do?
Oh, he says he's too busy to be the sports editor. So Mr. Luce just gave me the job permanently.
Congratulations, Mike. You know, there ought to be some word that rhymes with Douglas.
Luckless?
Luckless? Douglas? That doesn't rhyme very well.
No, but it sure makes sense.
Of course, we ought to be changed our name. Luckless Douglas. Sounds kind of silly, though, doesn't it? Steve Douglas. Come home from a lot of hunting trips that way, I'll tell you. Duckless and gooseless.
Thank you.